This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers can use soil tests to adjust their nutrient applications in 2026. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
When it comes to having a successful crop season, soil nutrition is key. But it's not just about having the proper nutrients in the soil. Farmers need to focus on making sure those nutrients are available to the crops at the right time. Derek Emmerine, national agronomist for Helena Agra Enterprises, said soil and plant tissue tests can help farmers make proper adjustments to their crop nutrition programs.
We're really big on advocating for our customers to soil test and plant tissue test. And one of the things that we've been focusing on is looking at all of our soil test data from 24, trying to determine what are the biggest issues that are showing up, nutrients that are deficient in the soil, and then tying that to what are we seeing showing up deficient in the plant in season to kind of guide our fertility program going into 26.
Emmerine said most farmers are already diligent about maintaining the proper levels for the most well-known nutrients. However, micronutrients are proving to be a bit of an issue.
The most deficient nutrients, kind of the top four, were sulfur, zinc, boron, and manganese, followed by potassium and phosphorus. So the way we use that and what we're seeing as we've pulled off these high yields the last few years is that micronutrients are starting to show up as a bigger issue. A lot of our growers are doing a pretty good job of managing their basics, their P and their K. So we're advocating, let's use this data going into 26. Phosphorus fertilizer is very high. If you've been fertilizing phosphorus pretty regularly over the last few years, maybe that's a place you can cut.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.